Hello, this is Rabbi Dave Felsenthal, Mishnah Yashomi. We're learning Para, Perek 8, Mishnah 3, and Mishnah 4. Hasaref Para Uparim, V'hamishaleach es Hasair, Mitame Begadim. So the one who burns the cow or the bull, or who dispatches the goat, renders garments impure. Para Uparim, V'sair, Hamishaleach, Atzman, Ein Mitamen Begadim. But the cow, the bull, and the goat, which are dispatched, they themselves do not convey impurity to garments. Harizeh omer mitamecha lo timuni vata timesani. What rendered you impure did not render me impure, but you rendered me impure. Right? And again, it's that same saying as in the last Mishnah. And we're talking about the offerings which were burned on Yom Kippur, and or the bull offered for the inveterate sin of the community, or the goat for idolatry. Mishnah 4. Ha'ochel minivlas ha'of ha'tahor v'hi bebeis ha'blia mitame begadim. So a man who eats the nevel of a bird, which may be eaten while it is in the gullet, renders garments impure, but the nevel itself does not rend garments impure. Right, hanevel atzma eino mitame begadim. Hari ze omer mitamecha lo timuni va'ata timtani. You, what rendered you impure did not render me impure, but you rendered me impure. So a man is eating nevela of a bird which may be eaten while it is in the gullet. In other words, once the piece, the bulk of an olive, is in his mouth, reaches the gullet, it renders garments impure. But the nevel itself does not render garments impure. It says every soul that eats nevela, that died naturally, or trefa, torn by a beast, shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be ritually impure until evening, and he shall then be clean. So according to the Chachamim, this means nevelas of tahor, the nevel of a kosher bird, which may not be eaten when a trefa. So we learn that it does not convey ritual impurity by touch or by being carried, but only while being eaten once in the gullet. They infer this from every soul that eats and renders ritually impure only once in the Beis HaNefesh, the seat of the soul, or the gullet, where the soul enjoys the food. The laws rendering the nevel of a kosher bird are found in Taharas in the first parak in Mishnah 1. Now, once again, we have the same saying that what rendered you impure did not render me impure, but what you rendered me impure. The nevel of a kosher bird, which rendered you ritually impure, could not render me impure, but you did render me impure. Tomorrow we will learn Mishnah 5 and Mishnah 6.